We now present The Adventures of Marco Polo. Marco Polo and his companions were imprisoned in the city of Caligar. Kublai Khan regretted having imprisoned the Venetians, and he discussed the matter with his chief advisor, Akhmet the magician. Eventually, the Great Khan set Marco Polo and his servant Benno free, on condition that they return within 3 days with proof that certain persons had been plotting against the Khan. Meanwhile, Niccolo Polo and his brother Maffeo were held as hostages. Marco Polo and Benno left the city, and when night fell, they observed a man stealthily making an exit through a secret gate in the city wall. They followed the man until he reached a spot surrounded by big boulders some distance away from the wall. And there, someone was awaiting him. Marco Polo and Benno crept closer until they could hear the conversation between the two men.
Greetings, Vanchu. Have you been waiting long?
I have not been waiting very long, Akhmet. What news? Is it time for me to attack and overthrow that old fool Kublai Khan?
The time is not yet ripe, but he remains in Caligar for 4 or 5 days. I will seek to persuade him to send most of his soldiers away before he proceeds on his journey. I will tell him that there are fierce tribes in the hills which must be conquered. Then, when the Khan's soldiers have gone, your men can make an attack.
It is well. But heard you anything of the person who spied on us a few nights ago?
That person was Marco Polo.
I hate that Venetian.
I also hate him. He has much influence with the Khan. But I have poisoned Kublai Khan against the Venetians.
It is well. Have they been killed?
Not yet. Niccolo Polo and Maffeo are still in the dungeon. But Marco Polo and his servant Benno have been sent to procure evidence against us.
What is that?
Naught but the hoot of an owl, my friend.
It is not dangerous that Marco Polo should be seeking us.
It is dangerous, my friend, but we need have no fear. I know where Marco Polo can be found.
Then why do you not send men to slay him?
I am called Akhmet the Magician, and many things are known to me. I have greater power in this land than any man save Kublai Khan. But my power is not enough. I shall have more when you come to the throne, will I not, Vanchu?
You shall have much power, that I swear. I have no interest in the ruling of an empire. I merely seek great riches, a great name. You may rule the empire when I come to the throne, Akhmet.
It is well. But I shall prove to you, Vanchu, that I am a great magician. Hark. Heard you anything then?
I heard the hoot of an owl.
That is a signal for me. It tells me where I can find Marco Polo.
Then why do you not find him?
Marco Polo is very close to us now, hiding behind one of those big boulders. Some of my trusted men followed me from the city. They arranged to give a signal if they set eyes on Marco Polo and his servants. And now I bid them seize Marco Polo.
Fight for your life, Benno. Fight for your life.
Fight against so many men. They have seized me.
Oh, they've seized me. Let me go, your dog.
It is useless to struggle, Marco Polo.
Let me go.
You are vastly outnumbered. Drag the two spies before me.
Akhmet, you are indeed a magician. I know now why you have achieved so much power. No one can outwit you.
And no one ever shall outwit me. Marco Polo sought to pit his puny brains against me. You white-skinned dog. That and that from Akhmet.
Someday you shall pay for those blows, Akhmet.
Oh, do you think that you will live to exact repayment?
The Great Khan knows that I am suspicious of you, Akhmet. If I do not return, you will be blamed.
You lie. If you do not return, the Khan will think that you have fled. Then your father and your uncle will be put to death.
Let us make an end to Marco Polo now.
Oh, Master Marco, it seems that this time we are to die.
We cannot slay them here. We are too close to the city. And I do not wish Marco Polo to die an easy death. I give him into your keeping, Vanchu. I am told that in the hills there is a strange water dungeon in which the robbers execute their prisoners. Let Marco Polo and his servant die in that dungeon.
That will give me pleasure. I have a score to settle with Marco Polo.
And I can trust you to settle it, my friend. These men will take Marco Polo to your hiding place in the hills. Then we can discuss our plans without being overheard. You will have an unpleasant death, Marco Polo, and you will know that Kublai Khan is not to live much longer. A new emperor will take his place. That emperor will be Vanchu. But the most powerful man in the land will be Akmath the magician. Farewell, Marco Polo. We shall not meet again.
Something tells me that we shall meet again, Akmath.
You fool. There is no escape for you. Drag the prisoners away.
Marco Polo and Benno were dragged away to the hills, and they eventually arrived at a robber village. Soon afterwards, they were taken down a long flight of stone steps to what looked like a deep pit in the side of the hill. The great iron door was opened, and the two prisoners were pushed through it. They found themselves in a small stone cell with a ceiling so low that they could not stand upright. Marco Polo and Benno sat upon the floor of the cell.
It seems that we are in a dangerous plight, Benno. By my own headstrong foolishness, I led you to disaster. I should have known that Akmath was cunning enough to have us followed.
All we can do is to pray that our death will be swift and merciful, Master Marco.
But, Benno, we must not die. I care not so much for my life. But if I do not return to Kalagar within 3 days, then my father and my uncle will be put to death. I must find some means of escape.
Oh, how can we escape from here?
I know not. This is a strange dungeon.
Akmath referred to it as the water dungeon. Yet there is no water here.
Oh, there is no way of escape. Oh, Benno, why was I so foolish? I have placed my father's and my uncle's life in danger. I am at the mercy of these plotters now. I must escape. I must. Let me think. Can you see any way out of this dungeon?
Oh, I can see no way out of this dungeon, Master Marco. Stone walls, a stone roof, stone floor. And yet, there is something strange about this stone floor.
Oh, what is strange about it?
Oh, the stone is worn and smooth, and this great flagstone seems to be movable.
Oh, we could not move it. Look, up above. There is an opening at the top of the cell.
Oh, someone is peering in here.
I trust that the two prisoners are comfortable.
So you are there, Vanchu.
Yes. There is a convenient spy hole here at the top of the cell. I wish to watch you die.
Vanchu, it is possible that I may be able to persuade your uncle, Kublai Khan, to forgive you for your crime, if you will but set me free, and help me to prove that Akmath the magician has been plotting.
Are you begging for mercy, Marco Polo?
No, I am not begging for mercy. But think of it. You are a fugitive. Your uncle's soldiers are hunting for you. But you could win favor once again with Kublai Khan if you would set me free and come before the Khan. If you would reveal to him the nature of Akmath's plot.
Akmath is a magician. He has offered to place me on the throne. Think you I would give up the throne for your empty promises?
Oh, Akmath can never be placed on the throne. Nor you either, for that matter. He belittles the strength of Kublai Khan. He thinks that the great Khan is a fool. Someday, Akmath will find his mistake. Admit your mistake before it is too late, Vanchu. I say that if I die, you shall die.
Your threats do not frighten me, Marco Polo. You are a helpless prisoner in the water dungeon. I shall tell you what fate is in store for you. At my hand here, there is a lever. You will observe that the floor of the dungeon consists of two large flat stones. When I move this lever, the stones will gradually come apart, leaving a gaping void. You will go hurtling down that void to a raging torrent many hundreds of feet below. Your body will never be found. You will be drowned in the underground river beneath this cell. Many men have gone before you, Marco Polo. Many men have met a similar death. I have heard them screaming as they have fallen through space towards the river.
Oh, Vanchu, you may take my life, but spare that of my servant. He only followed where I led. He has committed no crime against you.
I hate the white dog. He shall die with you. I observe that you are one on either side of the dungeon. I will move the floor of the dungeon apart just a little. Then gradually I will make the space wider and wider. And then when I am ready, the floor will disappear altogether. And you will hurtle to your death. Watch, Marco Polo.
Oh, Oh, Master Marco, the floor is moving.
Keep well back towards the wall, Benno.
Oh, I felt the floor move under my feet.
Look, there is an opening in the center of the floor.
You have nothing to gain by killing us, but everything to gain by letting us live. Let me again beg of you to come before Kublai Khan and prove to him that Akhmat is a plotter. Then you will be well rewarded.
Kublai Khan would never forgive me for rebelling against him. I want more than a reward and forgiveness. I want a throne. But it pleases me to watch you suffer. See, I will widen the space in the floor a little more.
Oh, Master Marco, what can we do?
There is nothing we can do, Benno. Oh. This dog is intent on destroying us. We can only pray that our souls will find peace in death.
I may be disposed to save your life if you'll go on your knees and pray to me, Marco Polo. Pray for your life.
That would give you great pleasure, Van Chu. But I have no intention of going on my knees to you. We of the white race can die like men. But if it pleases you to torture us, to take pleasure in our impending death, take your fill of pleasure, Van Chu. I know your death is not far distant, but I shall never plead to you for mercy.
I now take the floor a little further apart. See, there's a gaping void now. Look down into the black depths, Marco Polo. Know that soon you'll be hurtling through space. I draw the floor a little further apart. There is not much standing room left.
You devil.
Master Marco, I am prepared to die. I will not show fear.
Well spoken, Benno.
I have seen men leap into that black space rather than await death. Why do you not leap, Marco Polo?
Because I have always believed that while there is life, there is hope.
There is no hope for you. I open the floor a little more. The next time I move it, it will be the last, Marco Polo.